Manza Mofokeng, but you would know him as Spikere. You would know him as the King Don Father.
Oh, yeah.
The legendary.
Oh, yeah.
The man himself.
Shabunjani, dude.
Easy, man. So the last time that I saw you, and I'm going to take you back on this one, because I saw you walking, you looked at me, and you were not sure. It was in Valcom with Beach on the Track. And Broncos Cruise Spin Masters. You remember that?
Welcome.
I used to spin cars. Yeah, you guys used to come down a lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Remember
Beach on the Track?
It was, yeah, it was, yeah, at Kumbula, yes.
Yeah, it was at Pakisa Race Course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 That was the last time, actually.
Mzoile Namakeng.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, so for people who does not know Trompies, who is Trompies?
Trompies is a gangster. Into another selection, you know. You know, Tina School Land of Fire, in first place, you know, from the same neighborhood, schooler. You see, Sazana, like, even though it's not gonna be close with some of, like all of us together,
yeah.
This Bonana, you might be close now, you cool, but which room? We might be Shalang now because of we used to via my machines, like C2, because. We dancers, mina nomthakacha. So mawuta besibabona nje ayitha majita ahlale zone 3 akukofere sinokuhlangana nje sidlulane. So from there nje thina ke sangena ku music industry when we won a competition, a dance competition, uThiko afuna ama dancers for his I Need Some Money video. So from that time ke nomthakacha, since sangena ku music scene, we never stopped. Kanti uZain naye was like a lecturer at Dobsonville, a teacher in piano, yabona. So that time I was working within the studio of Philo Lis as an engineer, and his band was super cool, and I needed someone who was an assist, but someone who can play as well,
yeah.
And someone who got, what I say, yeah, who got the vision that I had. When I got things with Lana Nozin and Wasselokshin and a Safra Stana. Now we was our leader, Bafuna, Bapeti Timu, like, Bazosus Timu, you know, and Bazoaligin, because Bafra Stana me. So, about Pinella, you know, because of a magitas guy, it wasn't about the demo. I knew already Zain, you pianist.
Yeah.
I just told myself, you know what, this is the guy I was looking for.
So now, obviously, that was back in the days, yeah.
1990.
That was also down. You guys were downtown, CSR.
Yeah, downtown.
Code Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's where everything Cake used Street. To happen. Yeah.
Yeah, Kick and Troy Street.
Yeah.
Yes.
So now, from that, I know you guys also, before the 90s, before Trompies became Trompies, you guys grew up in an era where it was not easy in terms of getting out there.
Yeah.
It was more of an apartheid era.
Yeah, it was. Because that's why they couldn't sing like songs like We Miss You Mandela, you know.
Yeah.
They had to change where is it? We Miss You Manelo.
Yeah.
Where are you? But we understood.
Yeah.
Minishan. Because Maisha Strait, there was a bop, you knew, you know. So, Tina. When now Sisters Forster wrote, now Sigas of Puma and Sisters on Bona, because we didn't know him even facial, go to Udomuto Simlula Oja.
Yeah.
So we like, okay. And I mean, I'm too like, there's no Klangan over Milan Chico, Makuma keyboards, I'm too better than a CJB. And we see, but we eat into an appeal. So there's no Klangan, I said, I want to make us form into 18 to one. I said, it's even a sound 18 to one, right? So, Ngaboma 1998, 7, 8, we businesses was stopping up as of music. Tina, we started quite then. So, Sarakora, two albums, 89 and 90. Then, after that, we were not happy in a company with school, and then, so split, Omiya was 7 and Omiya was 7 that day. That's where I get Ngambitabo Mauta. Working as an engineer there. Yeah.
So, I mean, since that era was so difficult, obviously you guys had challenges with improvement, Shai Music.
Yeah.
What were some of those challenges where you found yourself having problems to get to the recording studios? You found yourself, you know, having problem with, because Ekasi, you had curfews. With after 9, you can't go out. Or at this certain time, you guys can't come together as a crew. What were some of those challenges that you guys faced in that era?
That time, Tinangit, we were like, we were studios.
Mm.
Right, we were engineers.
So it was quite easier.
We had studios.
Yeah.
So we had this catalyst, we see Chonch and that, this is Spanish for enthusiasm.
Yes.
Then so we used that time to create our Trumpets album.
Mm-hmm.
The one. The challenge is so that, the thing is like, it wasn't like, we were getting in a state of major. It was bizarre. I learned to go to my
name. Yeah.
Like, but the best Puma anytime, 10 plus best blow in the studio anyway. From Xenia up until like the following day. Sometimes we come back, sometimes we don't. So our dedication was in the studio. So we just focused on what the vision that we had, what we wanted to do. Yeah.
So why did you guys decide to take the township lifestyle? Because Pelamapanzola, you know, people saw it as gangsterism.
Yeah.
What made you guys decide that Trompis is going to turn it into...
Yeah, you know, Leontole. Because tonight we dress some all-star,
Double Mama, D keys
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So well, I was sharing always was to say, hey, like my best bag and just like, Basnyanya is using our souls, so we decided, you know what, this is nonsense. We started this mentality out of these people. Yeah, then let's form a group. You have four youngsters. It's Jiva. It's to a colorful stage and rock beautiful music. And that time, Tina, we didn't want to do music apartheid. We wanted to do something else and the people happy, you know, because we knew to Mandela Sigas or Puma, you know. So our music was like vibe, you know. And we were dancing on stage. Bona lava we were singing. Baba ended up bona self sebagqoka all star and all that stuff. That's what made us actually call it Trompies.
But then Trompies became so successful, and then there was a time where government was exploiting you guys.
Yeah,
they were literally taking your content and they were literally exploiting, you know, trying to make sales out of you guys.
Yeah, and that's where, they were making sales.
And that's where Eugene, you know, came in as anti-piracy chairman.
No.
How did that work, the exploitation? In which way did they exploit you guys?
No, Eugene began to join.
Okay.
Like it was doing reggae.
Yeah.
And then he joined us because he liked music.
Okay.
But it's sounding in Spanish. He was the last person to join Eugene. He wasn't even there.
Okay, but then the exploitation, in which way were they?
We were tired of that exploitation.
Yeah.
That's why the Snanya is sounding a mosquito on the other side.
Yeah.
But the Abuva, Kofili, Lubumchaka is about time.
Yeah.
Mapanat is shy to Nabubanga is sounding, but the Sanga Sanga.
Yeah.
So the song is sung in some whiskey and Gomas Fuller. And it's out of it before we were like together, before we formed Color Chairs. But after that beef, like we decided, you know what, instead of, until us in the company, that's when we started Kalawa Chairs.
Right. So now, Kalawa Chairs, when it started, how did you manage to fund that? Because, I mean, these days it's so difficult to start a label. I can imagine back in the days, if you wanted to start a label, it was quite a bit difficult financially for you guys.
Yeah.
So in which way, which steps did you guys take already?
That's cool. Like, 5,000, 5,000, 5,000.
Yeah.
So I create a hot album. We had, that album is Kiangengo. This album, Yalengo, it's Traffic Cop, so we had two big albums. They were already big at that time, and imagine last one released corner, we didn't sign under them. We licensed our stuff, so the masters belonged to us. So that's how we started. Our licensing, then you generate money. We're still licensing anyway up until now. So that they deal with a lot of things, run around, promotion, you know, but you know, we know we get our big chunk, but the masters still belong to us.
Now, you're misunderstanding the name Trompies, but I think you will be able to explain that. How do you guys come up with the name Trompies?
there was a serious battle like that. I threw me any box and then something like yeah. And then I was like, "Pull now, so we just stole it." And it not just stole. Okay, it was just we stole it. So I forgot cool,
yeah.
So we sit down and look at Rose. We stand with Bugay. Now we don't. We just find and we just fall foot into another cold, yeah. So we took it from there. So I lay trumpy as a luxury. Yeah, my trumpy.
I thought as well. So right, so for, now you guys are moving into celebrating 25 years of Igalawa.
This year.
What are you guys planning around that?
There's a lot. So we're starting with Delicious now. So it's called with Delicious. There's a part of celebration. We'll be doing some theater stuff. We'll be doing some. My babies and into this is like
some soapies,
yeah,
shows,
soapies, yeah. Like reality kind of talking about real story,
telling TV us show.
Our real story,
yeah,
like the one we did before Evoma, if you remember, yes, but now telling about 25 years,
where it started, yes. Kalaganjani, yeah, and then obviously, you know, there's still more. The whole revolution continues. Mm-hmm. I just want to understand what is the whole focus point and what is the message behind the revolution continues. Because you guys are talking about the revolution continues. Mm-hmm. I mean, we still say till this day, Trompies brought a sound that actually infiltrated into many other genres, mm-hmm. which is the quieter sound you guys established, right? So what do you guys mean by saying that revolution continues?
Showcase ourselves, showcase who we are to the world.
Mm.
And we've got something that we're proud of.
Mm.
You understand? And like change, we make something with democracy, send some messages to people with, you know what, this is the way, this is the right path, let's follow this path. But like our voice speaks a lot.
Mm.
You might take it light, but eventually people listen.
Mm.
You understand? So we use that to build our country, because we need a better country for all at the end of the day. Mm. So that's why even what we celebrate now, we're taking it international. It's not only here. We're going to tell our story internationally.
Mm.
It's going to New York. It's going to, there's already arenas. People that we're working with, our theater, they've got anything. And all that stuff.
Mm.
So we've got that crew. So we're going to be moving that side to our store. That's a revolution.
So now, if Trompies, you guys as a group, right? And I mean, you guys have got different personalities, some challenges, who's the biggest peacemaker like Trompies?
Trompies?
Who's the biggest peacemaker?
I want Uzain.
Zayn.
Yeah, Zayn and Jokes. Zayn and Jokes, yeah. But I go to Ziraf, yeah. But it's time to tune.
Yeah.
Don't chaga chaga.
Troublemaker. Stoned. Troublemaker.
I wouldn't know the same crowd. Yeah. I. What about in 1 hour train? And that's Katsaka Chabu pool.
Yeah.
There's no way to 1 hour train, yeah. But to Chirus. And a lot. Hey, doesn't.
Yeah, no, he's still not till this day.
I mean, I even Charles.
Yeah,
I'm not Marangzwan Ntero.
Yeah.
Very disciplined when it comes to,
yeah.
Especially when it comes to span.
Uh-huh.
So we was with Ile, Magan Zalente is funny. Began Zalente is funny. Pam Guam. Especially Charles Began Zalente.
Fair.
Yeah. But you know, everybody in the it's cool. I mean, we're still together.
You're still together. But you know, what is the secret behind the longevity at Trompies? What keeps you guys together?
Yeah, because we treat ourselves like we're brothers, you know, and I couldn't boss with Trompies. Everybody is a boss and we share equal. Like now with the 10 rand more than money, because that's where the problem starts, money. So now if there's a problem, we sit down and talk about it and sort it out and move on. You know, we don't. If there's a problem, styling a problem, and all that stuff, we talk.
Mm.
We say, this is wrong and we don't like it, it must stop.
Mm.
And it stops and we carry on. So that's why you still. So other people, they don't communicate. They don't. But, omunye hayi yazilo ucabanga ukuthi ngombo ayaba whatever yabona. But at some stage, you know, you need to sit down and as a group and stop listening to people. Well, other people don't know what the agenda is. We have to sort your things out when you know what you want. I mean. So that's how we do it.
If there's one thing that we can remember Trompies for, what would that one thing be?
Creating hate.
Yeah. That's it.
Making people dance. Making them go crazy.
And if there's one legacy you guys would want to leave behind, what would that legacy be?
We changed this industry.
Mm. That's it.
To our release. Because if we're basing here, and it's not less of being at that age,
yeah.
We don't know what we're going to have with the present.